Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Derek. I'm with Opinion Research. I'd like to ask a few questions concerning problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, sir.
You are? Okay. In which following states are you registered to vote?
Just Arizona.
Arizona. Mm-hmm. Good deal. And what year were you born?
I was born in 2003.
2003, good deal. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting November elections for president, Congress, or other office? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
I'm pretty certain I'm going to vote this year.
Okay. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
I would say is inflation. Our country's bad, you know, like.
Inflation. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking back on 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I'm pretty sure I did not vote that year.
Hello? You said, what was it?
I'm pretty sure I didn't vote.
Oh, you did not vote. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Now, thinking again about November elections, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'd have to say Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chance you would vote for them, or 100. Well, 0 meaning that is you won't vote for nobody, and then 100 meaning you would definitely vote for them. Now, Joe Biden?
0.
Zero. Okay. And Donald Trump?
I go a good 75
chance. Okay. Good deal. Now, thinking about the elections this November, election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat candidate or Republican candidates in your district?
I want to say Republican.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kari Lake?
Republican.
Okay. And who do you trust more than it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, or Donald Trump, the Republican Party?
I'm not too sure on any of those parties, you know.
Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more. I have to go with Donald Trump.
Okay. Now, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements I'm about to read to you. Now, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressures on cities and states experiencing increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I agree.
You strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree with that, too.
Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being target in deportation raids.
I strongly agree.
Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I strongly agree as well.
Okay. Good deal. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take actions to protect them. The first one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree with that.
Okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, pass a background check, and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree, yep.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions.
Can you read that again, please?
Yes. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years. Who pass
okay,
a
yeah,
background
I,
check.
I agree.
Yes, strongly. Now, Now moving forward, that statement here. Tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reforms would make you more or less likely to vote for him in 2024 elections. Now, the first one says a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions to relieve pressure and on cities and states experience an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
It'd make me most likely vote.
Most? You said?
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll be more or less likely or somewhat more or less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation?
That would be more likely, too.
Okay. Now, program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous condition, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they could work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
That would be much more likely as well.
Okay. Now, moving forward here, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
That's also much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
No, much more likely as well.
Okay. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. Now, Joe Biden Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who has lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
That made me concerned.
Somewhat or very or a little concerned or not all concerned.
What was the other one, the first one?
Very concerned.
Very concerned.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of Salem internment camps near the borders and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
That's, much more concerning, too.
Okay, that's very concerned?
Very concerning.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos in the border benefits them politically, so they killed and bipartisan deal of Congress to provide more resource to secure the borders and reform our immigration systems.
They're very, very concerning as well.
Very, okay. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very concerned as well.
Okay, now the last one says, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reforms during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
That's very concerning too.
Okay, now just wrapping it up here a little more. I'm going to read you the different approach President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and they would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Now, the first one says, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. And Donald Trump says we must shut down the borders and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Joe Biden, but, you know, he's about to do that already, so.
That'll be like... approach somewhat closer, or Biden approach
somewhat closer.
All right, good deal. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again, this November election, is the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm going to have to go with Trump. I don't know. I feel like you'll have a change of heart still. So who would be with Trump, you know?
Okay. Now, the best, you can say to your personally known anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yeah, I know a lot of guys, man.
Friends, coworkers, acquaintance.
Yeah. Friends, coworkers, they all fit the description.
Okay. Now, typically, in a typical week, do you use any of the following source to get your news and information? TikTok, Fox News, MSNBC, Spanish language radio programs, WhatsApp, Univision, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Newsmax.
I'll be honest, man, all of the above.
You do which one?
I said, I'm going to be honest, I'll do all of the above. You know, I use pretty much all those.
Oh, okay. Pretty much everything, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purpose, finishing it up. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico.
Okay. Were you born in the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico?
United States.
Okay. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Another country.
Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English?
More Spanish, actually.
Spanish. Okay. More Spanish than English?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
I want to say Republican at this point, you know.
Okay. Now, would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Not very strong, I'll be honest.
Okay. Thinking of political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I say liberal.
Okay. What is the last year of school that you completed?
Finished high school. What is it? 22.
Oh, okay. And what is your religion, if any?
A Catholic.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Anthony.
All right, Anthony, thank you. For your time, you are interested in participating in a follow-up research study. Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you're interested follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, I would say it's fine. As long as I got time, I'll pick up.
All right, good deal. This concludes our service, Anthony. Thank you very much for your time. You have yourself a good night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.